Hello, everybody, and finally, welcome to Downhill Lucha Libre. I'm your host, Tao Tsunano, sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And I say finally because we've been trying to figure out the audio on my new computer for at least 20 minutes now. And today we learned something, Jesse.
What did we learn?
We learned that there's a stuffed animal hospital that cleans and repairs animals and dolls. The toys are called Patients, shipped in an ambulance box, and returned wearing a hospital bracelet with their name.
That's cool. It was a little creepy, but that's cool.
I could have used that back when a lot of my wrestling figures broke when I was a kid. I got a Triple H toy that his ponytail fell off, and I've just ended up having a short-haired Triple H.
Yeah, I think my Triple H ponytail fell off, too.
Yeah, it sucks, but, you know, what are you going to do? And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing to you...
Did something just happen?
What do you mean?
I heard a noise. Yeah.
God damn it. Let's just mute that. Okay. But today we're bringing you the news as it happens.
Live.
A few days after it's been broken. Possibly when you listen to this a few weeks. But this is happening right now as we speak. Well, I mean, it's not happening right now. This stuff has already happened. Why are we doing... Oh, yeah. Okay. Fuck it. We're going to talk about shit that's on our mind because we don't have a list to talk about today, so we're going to talk about just random news articles.
All right.
And I figured we would start it off with the sports. And the way we would do it is I would talk about something that I wanted to mention sports-wise, and then, of course, you bring up something you want to do sports-wise, and then, you know, we do it like that. Does that work for you?
That's fine.
Okay. Well, the first thing I wanted to talk about was Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
Tight end for the New Orleans Saints being traded to the Seahawks for a center. he got traded for a guy that throws the ball to the quarterback.
Yes, he did.
And my grandma, huge Jimmy Graham fan, is going to be pretty pissed off about this, and I really just want to call her and be like, go Seahawks. But I hate the Seahawks. And I think next year the Seahawks will be pretty fucking amazing. I mean, they re-signed Marshawn Lynch. They keep in Russell Wilson, obviously. Whenever his contract expires, they're going to sign him for like a $400 million contract, probably.
And that's when their team's going to start sucking again.
Yep.
Because they won't have any other money to pay anybody else.
Nope.
Just like the Ravens.
Yep. But, I mean, what do you think about the trade?
I mean, it's really good for Seattle. If I was a Seattle fan, I'd be really happy right now.
If you were a New Orleans fan.
If I was a New Orleans fan, I'd be pissed. Apparently, Drew Brees is pissed.
I mean,
I'd be pissed, too, if I was Drew Brees.
They just re-signed him last season, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, re-signed him to a pretty fat contract, and he got traded. And it's not like he had a bad year last year.
No, they're, They're going into rebuild mode, man. And Drew Brees is not the youngest quarterback out there, so he is probably really mad, and I would be really mad too if I was him.
Yeah, it's pretty.
There's been ongoing speculation that Drew Brees is also on the trading block. They might, but I don't see him getting traded. But
he's gonna play for the Titans. They're gonna be a Drew Brees fan. Could you cheer for him if you?
Yeah, I like Drew Brees.
What about Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, I mean,
if he played for the Titans,
I mean, what the fuck would he? I mean, yeah, I could. I don't really hate Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees. Fuck, is this thing come unplugged?
No, stop twirling.
I'm fucking ADHD or something.
So yeah, I mean, you're.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the trade, it doesn't affect you whatsoever because, you know, they're not in the AFC.
Neither team.
But for me, it doesn't really affect me either unless we don't sign back DeMarco Murray. Then I'm going to be super pissed.
Oh, well, don't worry. That ain't happening.
Remind me. But yeah, what do you have to talk about sports-wise?
Man,
you have sports news?
I don't know. I didn't have anything wrote down for sports or anything,
then,
really.
I'll continue.
You can just go down your list. I can comment on it.
Nice touchdown by Jake Locker retires after 4 years in the NFL. And I have to ask you this.
All
right. Do you think he would have retired if he was on a better team?
Well, no, because he was about to be a free agent anyway.
So you don't think he would have retired? Or you do think?
No, he still would have, because he really wasn't even with the Titans anyway, because he was about to be a free agent.
Yeah, but he's saying that he lost the, like...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh.
Drive. Like, if he was on a team that was winning and in the playoffs at least all the years.
No, because he would have still got hurt.
Probably. But I honestly believe that, say he was a backup quarterback in, like, Green Bay or Seattle or something like that, he probably would have stayed, because we'd be like, all right, we're always going to be a title contender. But, I hate to talk shit about the Titans. I mean, I'm not trying to, but I think because of how bad they've been lately, like, that kind of, like, sucked his energy out of him.
Getting hurt all the time probably sucked his energy. So if he was, like, a backup for somewhere else, he probably wouldn't have been playing that much.
Yeah.
Which means he probably wouldn't have got hurt all the time.
I mean, if he was a backup, he could have pulled a Kerry Collins, came in and saved the day when, like, Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Yeah, I doubt that. But one thing I do feel bad about Jake Locker for, and what a couple of people were talking about, is the rookie, whatever it was, like the rookie contracts used to be like guaranteed like $50 million for like the first like 5 or 10 picks.
Yeah.
And the year he was a junior and could have came out, and everybody told him he could have been like a top 10 pick or like a top 5 pick, and he would have got like $50 million guaranteed. But he went back to college for his last year, and then that's the year they like switched it and made it where like the rookies didn't get paid that much. So instead of earning like $50 million for 4 years, he earned about, I think it's like $14 million, which is still an ungodly, insane amount of money for a normal person.
And if he...
But just thinking, if he could... Like, that sucks for him, honestly.
If he plays his cards right, though, he can live off that money for the rest of his life. Oh, yeah.
Jake Locker don't seem like an idiot that's going to get shot in a drive-by shooting like Chris Johnson, but...
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that, though.
Like, Jake Locker's going to go, like, back to, like, Washington and live in a cabin.
Where do you see D'Angelo heading?
I don't know. Hopefully to a really, really good team. Hopefully to, like, a Super Bowl contender. He's did his time with the crappy Carolinas team.
Yeah,
so I'd like to see him.
As good as Cam Newton was in his rookie year, he's never going to lead them to a championship.
No.
He is like...
And I like Cam Newton, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm not even just trying to be mean to him.
He's a step above RG3.
Like, I guess he could if their just defense was, like, amazing like Seattle's defense was.
I think he's a step above RG3, like, overall, but neither one of them are going to lead their team to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I want to talk about also the fact that the San Franciscos will have to wait another 20 years to make another Super Bowl after virtually every player leaves.
Yeah.
I mean, they... you talk about rebuilding.
I feel bad for them, man. They were really bad for, like, 15 years, and then they got good for, like, 3 years.
I mean...
And now they're going to be really bad again.
Colin Kaepernick is the only person that... he's really the only person that didn't get traded or leave. And I think it's mainly because everyone realizes he sucks.
Poor Kaepernick.
I mean, he peaked when he made the Super Bowl, and he's never going to see it again.
Nope.
Who'd Frank Gore go to?
The Colts. The
Colts, that's right.
Yeah.
The Colts are going to be pretty fucking badass next season.
Oh, yes, they are.
And you have... shit. Who the fuck retired from the team?
Patrick Willis retired from the
49ers. He retired from the team after 8 years. I think it was 8 years. Made 7 Pro Bowls, all with the 49ers. Yes. And in his press conference or his interview yesterday, he was wearing a tie that he did not wear right. He had it wrapped around his neck instead of under the collar. He looked like a fucking dumbass. But yeah, I mean...
I always liked Patrick Willis. He's from Tennessee. And he went to Ole
College.
Or the state.
Okay.
And he went to Ole Miss. And he's talking about now he's going to come back to like Tennessee where he's from and like help out like young kids and stuff. So that's good. At least he's coming and going to do something with his time and his money. He's not just retiring and like living in LA.
Like
blowing all his money.
The way that the 49ers have completely like revamped and like in a rebuilding phase. Like, that's the one thing as a fan of a team you do not like to hear. We're in a rebuilding stage. Like, the Grizzlies were in that for so fucking long.
And the Saints are finna be in it.
Yeah, I remember the Grizzlies thing was that we signed O.J. Mayo, and they were like, we have a three-year plan for O.J., and 3 years later, we made the playoffs, but then our 5 year plan didn't include him. So,
our 3 year plan worked.
If we're done rebuilding right now, I'm cool. The Grizzlies are an amazing team right now. If we're done rebuilding, I'm completely cool with that. Unless we were to somehow like continue using Boston as our developmental team. I mean, think we got Tony Allen, Jeff Green, Courtney Lee from there. We kind of got Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
Like, the Celtics are our developmental team. Like, the Iowa... Is our team Iowa or Idaho?
Iowa.
What's our... Iowa Energy.
Yeah.
They might be our technical D-League team, but we're not going to say... We're not ever going to sign Pierre Henderson-Niles to a contract.
No.
He's gonna continue work like living in Iowa, playing basketball in his off season, working at Wendy's. But yeah, I don't think any fan of anything likes to hear the phrase "rebuilding phase."
No, that's a bad thing to hear.
It's a bad thing to hear,
especially after
as a player.
Yeah, especially after you your fan base like went so long like rebuilding and just. Yeah. Hating because your team sucks. Then you finally get good. You get a badass coach. And then your coach and like the front office people can't get along. So he leaves.
He's coaching in Michigan, right?
Yeah. And Michigan's going to be like badass in 2 years. And now all his players are leaving and retiring. And it would be a sad day to be a 49er fan and to be a Saints fan. This has not been a good offseason so far for them.
I mean, there are some teams that, it's like the Charlotte Bobcats / Charlotte Hornets. They've been rebuilding since they renamed the Bobcats. They're still rebuilding. In my opinion, the Titans have been rebuilding since 1997.
Oh, that's not true. Not 1997.
Has to be. When they were the Tennessee Oilers. Oh, what the fuck just happened? Oh, my screensaver was coming on. Can't let that happen. Okay, other thing I want to talk about here is Derrick Rose is expected to be back in town for the playoffs. Do you see him? I mean, how do you see him? How do you see him playing?
I mean, if he does come back in time for the playoffs, I really don't even think he will. But if he does, it's not like he'll be able to play at 100% because he would need a couple of games, like to like get into like game shape and everything. And you can't really just go into the playoffs and play for a few games to get into like game shape. Like, yeah. You have to be like 100% right then. So if he does come back in the playoffs, I don't really see him doing too much.
All right, let me. If the playoffs were to start tomorrow, Chicago, they would be playing. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. They'd be playing Milwaukee. I could see them beating Milwaukee.
Yeah, I could. With or without Derrick Rose, I'm pretty sure they'll beat Milwaukee.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't think they're going to get the 2 seed anymore. I think Cleveland's going to hold on to that. But they're definitely going to... Actually, I don't even know if they're going to be above Toronto or Washington without Derrick Rose.
Because Washington, they suck pretty bad here lately.
Yeah. If the playoffs started now, Toronto would be playing Washington. That could be a pretty pretty fun series.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I talked about a while ago about how the Oklahoma City Thunder and New Orleans Pelicans are both kind of battling for that 8th seed.
Yeah.
Right now, they have they're neck and neck. Like, both teams are 15.5 points behind Golden State, so neither team are going to get the top seed. But Oklahoma's in because they have lost less games than New Orleans, even New Orleans won more games. And the sleeper, which is it's bizarre to me to think this, is that Dallas, the 7th seed, is only 2 games behind. They're 3.5 games behind a 3 seed. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Then you have the Eastern Conference. Of course, the last two teams are Indiana and Charlotte, and they have a record of 29-34 and 28-34.
Oh, that's stupid, man. It's like those teams are going to make the playoffs, but like Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are probably going to get left out.
I hope they do.
I mean, I hope they do too. But I think they need to fix it. I think they need to do top 16 teams.
The Lakers are mathematically eliminated now from the playoffs.
That's good. It's always next year, baby.
Minnesota obviously is, and next year Minnesota's going to be badass, I believe.
Oh, screw them. They better not be badass.
They're going to be.
We don't need any more Western Conference teams being badass.
I mean, we don't, but, you know, it could happen. They're going to be pretty good. Not because of Kevin Garnett, but they're going to be a damn good team, I believe. All right, another thing I want to talk about, the last thing in sports, is Hassan Whiteside is still a little bitch.
I mean, I didn't see what happened, but I heard about it.
I don't like that dude.
Like, Dwayne Wade called him selfish.
Dwayne Wade called him selfish and immature. The only thing that would be worse than that would be if, like, Andrew Bynum called him immature.
I love a piece of Andrew Bynum. Pretty sure he weighs, like, 400 pounds now.
Probably. He's the new big baby. but yeah, that's all for sports today. We can take it. Side is still a little bitch.
We can shoot it back to the station now.
Yeah. Back to you. I'm going to bring up some interesting news here.
All right. Back at the news desk.
Are you going to talk about the news?
No.
Why not? I thought you had some shit.
No, man. I have my list. I don't have any other stuff.
You don't have the news?
No.
What I don't have the news. This is just me doing it? I didn't know it was just all me doing the news today.
Well, I thought you said this one was just going to be random stuff. I didn't know we had to have stuff for random stuff.
Well, yeah.
Well, I can talk about how there's a really large bowl of water over here for the dog right by the power cords the power outlet. That cannot be safe.
It's completely safe.
You better not let a firefighter come in here and see that. You're going to get a fucking fine.
I don't know any firefighters.
Well, they might break in one day.
I'd like to think they wouldn't.
Well, they could. What if the house is on fire?
We'll walk out the back door.
Well, they'll still come in and they'll blame it on that.
I doubt it. They blame it on our landlord for not salting our driveway when it snowed. Speaking of, how was your snow day last week?
Oh, it was fun. I mean, not really. It wasn't that cool, honestly.
You didn't do anything?
Not really.
Yeah, Sarah and I walked up to Overton Park in the morning with Sorrow. Don't fall on the ground. And he had a fucking blast in the snow.
That's cool.
It felt warm outside, though, because it was like 20 degrees, but it felt really warm.
Yeah, we had like a wind chill of -4 last week, and this week it's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, it feels amazing. Thank you, South. Okay, this is something I want to talk about that I've been interested in for a while.
All
right. HBO Now is to launch in April to coincide with the Game of Thrones Season 5. You know what HBO Now is?
Is that like their like streaming?
Yeah, thing? It's the same thing as their HBO Go thing, which is active right now, but you have to have a subscription to HBO to actually use it. But HBO Now is going to be Netflix, Hulu, all this shit. It's going to cost $14.99 a month, and you get all the new shows, all the old shows, movies, everything they've ever done, like sports wise, documentaries, all this shit, $14.99 a month. And they're saying that a lot of people are probably going to cut their cable just to get this, which I'm thinking about it myself. It launches in April, and I think for 3 months, Apple has an exclusive deal with it to only have it on Apple products, which I think is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Fuck you, Apple.
Yeah, but I'm going to probably check it out, because the people that are...
Yeah, because there's a lot of good stuff on HBO.
Yeah, and the people that are running it... is going to be the MLB Network. And they're the people that... MLB also runs the WWE Network. And the WWE Network, except for like the first few days when there was problems because there was a big thing launching day one. Yeah. You're going to have problems. It's ran really smooth ever since then. I think if HBO can use the same way that WWE does, where they have their programming on a schedule and also there's on-demand shit, it could be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be really, really cool.
And speaking of Apple, have you heard about the Apple Watches?
No, I do not.
Apple Watches they launched them, or they talked about them at a conference the other day. They will not be ran on batteries. You charge them every 18 hours instead of replacing your batteries in your watch every 3 years. You can recharge your your watch every 18 hours.
Awesome.
And they're going to run from $349 to $17,000.
What do they do?
They're a digital watch, basically. They have apps on them and shit.
They tell you the time.
Yep, they tell you the time and other stuff that your cell phone already does.
Yeah. Didn't somebody else try to do that? Like a cell phone watch? Cell phone
Samsung
or something?
Samsung has one. And it hasn't sold that well. And
yeah, I don't think those things are going to catch on, honestly.
Do you think it's not going to catch on because it's so expensive, because it's useless, or because no one wears watches anymore except for me?
All of the above. Because why does everyone, like you said, you can do all that stuff on your phone. Why do you want to do it on your watch?
Yeah.
Are people just going to stop getting phones and just have a watch?
Probably. I'd like to believe they would.
Maybe a pocket watch, but not a wrist watch.
Okay, PETA. No. PETA.
PETA.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Yes.
They lost a landslide.
No fur.
Landslide 95-2 vote in Virginia. Do you know what the vote was for?
No.
They can no longer kill animals.
Well, wait, who can no longer kill animals? Oh.
PETA had shelters where they killed sick animals because they couldn't, they either didn't want to try to get them healthy or they just couldn't do it. So they killed a bunch of animals, dogs, cats, and they would just throw the shit in a trash can.
Well, that seems awfully cruel.
And now they have
not very humane.
Now they have to make efforts to actually adopt out the animals instead of just killing them.
Well, that's good.
Good for PETA. They're not going to kill animals anymore.
Yeah.
That's why, I can't stand PETA, the organization. They're a bunch of stupid fucking cocksuckers. They're the people that give vegetarians a bad name. Let's see. If you like, what's your favorite movie series of all time? Like Friday the 13th, probably.
Movie series?
Yes.
I don't know. Friday the 13th would be up there. I like. I was thinking about this the other day. I really like the Fast and Furious franchise. All right,
so there's.
I like them a lot.
So there's the 7th one is coming out.
Yeah.
If a theater around here was showing a marathon, all 6 Fast and Furious movies leading up to the 7th one, the premiere on a Thursday at 8 o'clock at night, would you do it?
I might do it, but I don't think I could sit through 6 movies to watch a movie at the end. I don't think I could watch 7 movies in a row like that.
I say that because for $65, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but for $65 that AMC and Regal Cinemas, they announced that on April 29th at 6 p.m. in select theaters, they will show all 11 Marvel movies in a 29-hour marathon leading to the premiere of Avengers Age of Ultron.
Now, see, I can understand maybe, buying a ticket and then just, maybe watching one or two in a row and then, taking a break.
Yeah.
And then coming back and watching some more. Maybe that, maybe. But, I really want to do the drive-in thing where they show 4 movies back-to-back.
Yeah.
But really, I don't think I could even sit through 4 movies in a row like that in a car, or even outside of a car. I would, about halfway through the second movie, I would probably get get bored and start walking around.
Yeah, I would too.
I would still have a fun time, but I don't think I would pay attention to all of them.
Would you like me to read you the lineup for the movies?
Yes.
At 6 p.m., they're going to be showing Iron Man. They're coming out in chronological order.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope these are in order.
At 8:25 p.m., The Incredible Hulk. 10:35 p.m., Iron Man 2. 1 a.m., Thor. 3:10 a.m., Captain America, The First Avenger. 5:30 in the morning, The Avengers. 8:48 a.m., Iron Man 3, 11:15 a.m. Thor: The Dark World, 1:45 p.m. Captain America: The Winter Soldier, 4:20 p.m. Guardians of the Galaxy, and 7 p.m. Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that's a somebody's gonna die trying to watch all of them.
I could not do it.
No,
there's no
not at all.
Way
I couldn't even do four. I couldn't do the driving thing, much less that.
Like I could do it at my house, spread over like a week.
Yeah,
but I could not do it in one sitting. There's not enough milk duds or Twizzlers in the world that could keep me like awake.
One time, a long time ago, me and Cody went to my cabin in Mississippi with people that will not be named.
Your cabin in the woods?
Yes. And we went on Friday the 13th, and I have the box set of Friday the 13th. Now, we didn't watch them all, but we had them all playing on a continuous loop the entire time we were there.
Sounds like a good time.
Yes.
I cannot remember what movie we watched.
So we would just be hanging out, and we would have Friday the 13th noises in the background.
Actually,
nonstop.
I do remember what movie we watched. We watched South Park, a DVD. It was like the Chef Experience.
Yeah.
And we watched a stupid fucking movie that TJ brought, starring Clive Owen, called like Shoot 'Em Up or some shit like that.
No, we watched I think we watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall too. Didn't we watch that in Mississippi?
I don't think
when
it was
we
out
went
then.
I think that
movie came out in 2008, and that's when we went. It was like winter 2008. I don't think it was out
yet. No, we didn't go that. No, that's not when we. Was that when we went?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was. I don't know.
It was like 2008 or 2007.
I swear, I don't know if. Maybe that must have been with somebody else then. I remember watching that movie down there with somebody.
I don't know.
Man.
But that's all the news I got. I thought you would have a list.
I know.
Excuse me.
Did you watch the Suge Knight video?
Yeah, I did.
What you think about that?
I don't believe in karma, but if karma's a real thing, it's catching up to him in a bad way.
I think the video's gonna help him get off. I don't think he's gonna, or not get off, but I bet he don't like. I bet he gets out of jail relatively soon to what he did.
I don't know about that.
Because I'm not saying this is true, but I can understand. Like a lawyer, like because I'm pretty sure you can get a badass lawyer, probably like one of the best you can get.
He can't afford that anymore.
Oh, he's friends with like Tupac. He can get it for him. He's gonna say because it shows the dude like go up to his truck and like attack Suge Knight, and then Suge Knight backs up away from it, which is completely understandable, and then drives away really fast, which. Maybe I can understand. He does run the one guy over, and I didn't even notice it until about the fourth time I watched it, but he runs over another guy, too.
Yeah.
And I think that's the person that's... I think that's going to be what messes Suge Knight up right there. But when the first guy that gets ran over, like some of the other people that were standing around, they walk up to him and take the gun away from the dude, the first dude that got hit. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, oh, well, Suge Knight feared for his life, and he saw the guy had a gun, so he was just trying to escape with his life. And I mean, it's probably bullshit, which it really is, but that's what they're going to say. And I honestly think, unless they're just like, look, you've had too many like strikes against you, we're finna just put your ass in jail forever now.
Yeah.
But
I think he's fucked, personally.
I think he's going to get like 5 years. I think he's going to get like a manslaughter charge.
I hope so. And there's all these reports about he's possibly going blind now also.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do? You kill Tupac, shit happens.
You know, Suge Knight must be a badass motherfucker for nobody to just shoot him in the head by now.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised he had just not been shot.
That or everyone that shot at him just sucks.
Yeah.
And no one's a good shot.
Apparently not.
Anyways, yeah, that was a good less than 30-minute episode of Down on Lucha Libre. Because of Jesse not bringing his own news to talk about. So, for Downward Lucha Libre, the breaking news edition, I'm Todd Giuliano.
I'm Jesse Matthews.
And we will see you guys next week.
All right.